Welcome back to Forbidden Knowledge News. I'm your host, Chris Matthew. Tonight I want to welcome back to the show Susan Martinez. She is a writer, linguist, teacher, paranormal researcher, and recognized authority on the Owosipi Bible with a doctorate in anthropology from Columbia University. She is the author of Delusions in Science and Spirituality, Time of the Quickening, The Lost History of the Little People, The Mysterious Origins of Hybrid Man, and Field Guide to the Spirit World. Susan, welcome back. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine, and it's so great to be back with you, Chris.
Yes, it is. I'm looking forward to this, because last time we spoke, we were in more of the beginning stages of our current state of reality. And I believe, and we spoke about this, that we're in the most critical time of our modern history. We also spoke about your insights into the crossroads that we have to go to, and also into the information from the Owosipi Bible and its significance in our lifetime. But so much has happened since we talked. Things continue to change at a very rapid pace. We can see that a lot of agendas are at play. I'd like to know, what are your thoughts on the way that things have developed since we last spoke?
Gee, I can't remember when we spoke.
It was right whenever this coronavirus stuff started getting bad.
Yeah, it was probably late April or May sometime.
Yes.
What I'm doing, you know, it's crazy. It's been crazy for everybody, and that's a word that a lot of people are using. Have you noticed?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The
word
going
crazy.
Around a lot, definitely.
Yeah. We really have to learn to think straight now. We got to get all the BS out of the way, because we're in a phase now where really the main focus is problem solving. I've been trying to say this to people. Let's face it, you know, we're all in the same boat now. Check it out. We're all in the same boat. We've got a lot of problems. We've got to work out our life. We got to reinvent our life, whatever. And like you say, things are changing so much. And you know what, Chris, part of the prophecy, what I know is because I study Owosipi, and that's how I learn what to look at for prophecy. I think right there, I'll just slow down a little bit and let you get to your next question, because I'm sort of spurting everything out here.
Oh no, that's quite all right, because you know a lot has happened, and we do have a lot to break down. But maybe we could start with how critical of a transition period you feel that this is right now, based on everything that's happened and your insights into the Owosipi Bible and your own research.
You know, that's wonderful that you're using the word transition, because that's the word I'm using. I might have gotten it from you from our last talk. I take notes, you know, on just words. That's what writers do. We zero in on words, and they just light up. Okay, so you're calling it a transition, and that's a good way to label it, because if I'm going to get anything across tonight or ever, it's going to be that This virus is just the beginning shot in the whole new paradigm. In other words, we have to accept that it's the warning shot, and there's more unraveling to come, and this is just going to go on and on until we straighten things out. I'm talking about a definite new paradigm right on the horizon, and a new paradigm, a new civilization. There's a lot of study I've done and others have done on these cycles, and clearly we are at the transition point now. So anyone who wants to go back to normal or even the quote-unquote new normal, forget it. You can't even dream what this next new paradigm is like, but we can build it up on what we know is true and just.
Definitely. And now I want to talk about the two sides of this. And I read your email that you sent me a couple of days ago. And the one side that wants to push humanity towards a more technocracy and less, basically less human, more of a less loving and conscious type of entity. And then we have the side that wants to go back to learn about our conscious selves and who we are and what we are, where we came from, and go back to that so we could thrive as the humans that we were supposed to be. Talk about your feelings on that and you know, what's going on with that right now?
Well, Chris, you put it so well that I'm speechless. You summarized it very well and very accurately. We have two choices in front of us, you know, love, hate, basically, if you want to boil it. And the pattern is part of prophecy. It has been known for thousands of years. It has, the name that I caught on to from the literature was the dividing of the way. And that was the polarization you were just talking about.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's in the Holy Bible, dividing the wheat from the chaff, the sheep from the goats, and guess what? It's in the OWASP Bible as well. Exactly that image, the sheep, the goats, the wheat, and the chaff. So we know that it's a time of incredible sorting out, and that there's light, there's more light on the planet. So everybody who's hiding, you know, there's no more hiding place. That's why some people are so scared. We're going into this spiritual life. That's what it is. It's the spiritualization of mankind. It's, you know, what we've been talking about for a long time. The whole 20th century was dedicated to anticipating what this new era was going to be about.
Right, and you mentioned that there's no more hiding, and you can see that all over the place, from, you know, our corrupt leaders to the media to Hollywood. All these old secrets are coming to light, and everything that is dark is coming to light right now. And so many people are seeing this. But you know, like you said, there's this polarization that the people that don't see it, or either don't want to see it, they want to be part of this new oncoming system. But yeah, you're right. There's everything that's hidden is coming to light right now.
Right. I have a very dear friend in the faithist world who's been, her name is Joan, and she's gotten onto some science website that she gets all kinds of stories from, and she's been making some conference call presentations based on it, because what we're following up are the faithist prophecies that the Aetherians will be coming to carry us into the new light, and the target date for that is 2050. So, like, the last story she followed was these unknown objects heading toward Earth. And I don't know the rest of the details, but it's really interesting. And we can expect the Space Brothers to come among us, if not already happening.
It is so interesting that you just said that, because I don't know if you heard one of my recent episodes. I recently had my first contact experience where I had communication with what I believe is an angelic entity, possibly extraterrestrial, but definitely not of this earth. And I had psychic conversation, a psychic communication with this entity. And I was also taken through my consciousness on a ship. I could see entities on a ship, and this was all through meditation. It was the most profound experience I've ever had in my life. And it was preceded a couple of weeks before I saw my first UFO ever. So these things are definitely happening to people. And I was told by this entity that the reason he's coming to me now, not only am I ready for it and I wanted it, that it's a critical time and I have a critical job to do at this moment in time. And so many people are waking up to their calling, that what they have to do at this time. And you're right, that they will be making themselves known to people.
Oh, it's so good to talk. I'm so isolated here. I can't stand getting information on the computer, you know? I realize that part of being a faithist is rejecting a lot of the technology, but it's my next project, but it's on the back burner, the technocracy thing. But I'm so glad you used the word technocracy. I jotted that down, by the way. I have two possible titles for the technology book, and one of them is Techlash. And the other one is Diary of a Dinosaur.
Those very good titles. I like those.
How does the dinosaur one sound?
So that kind of rang with me a little bit more than the first one. I really like that.
Right.
One.
I really like it, and it's so. Oh, I mean, people are so ready for it. People have kept very private their difficulties and complaints with technology. But for me, it's just like ruining my life. I have to write about it.
Yeah, I mean, there are so many negative aspects to where technology is going. Now, you know, don't get me wrong, there are beautiful things about technology. I mean, we're communicating through a form of modern technology now. There are great advancements in people's health and well-being, not as much as there should be, of course, because the whole medical industry is corrupt and pharmaceutical industry, but there have been some great things that have come out of technology. But the way that it is being pushed and utilized now in the direction that they want it to go is not the way that I feel we should be going.
Oh, yeah. That's the whole point. In fact, I had a similar conversation yesterday with John White, and when I told him he's my agent, and I told him my next project is anti-technology. I mean, the first thing he asked is, "Well, what about telephones? Television? What about videos? Are you against?" You know, people don't understand. We're talking about how to moderate a thing. Have people forgotten that there's a question of quality and quantity? Do people not know where to draw the line anymore? Where technology has taken over, and the consciousness is very low, very low. I can't find one person to talk with me about it.
Yes.
Everybody is so hooked in. But not everybody, and I know there are a lot of people who feel the way I do, who cannot stand it. Hey, I got to shut up. I said I wasn't going to talk about technology tonight.
No, but you're right.
Let's put it on the back burner.
Yeah, definitely. But I just want to, kind of tell you that the consciousness thing that you just said, it's suppressing people's consciousness and, keeping us from utilizing our true abilities and reaching our potential as humans. But I do want to get your thoughts on something with the very obvious division that's being caused through the media and political system with this upcoming election. There's so many people that I believe have put their faith in these leaders that I believe are only puppets. And they're just tools.
That's
for
a good way to put
I think
it.
They're tools for the system, but there's a lot of people that put their faith in this and they're going to go out and vote that is going to change what's going on. And I just wonder what you would tell these people.
Oh, wow. I'm getting ready to talk about it because the chief thing about the transition into Cosman, that's a new era, is the downfall of government.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds
good. So that's the first. I'm writing about it now. It's in the second log entry. I sent you log number one for Cosman. The email.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I'm writing Cosman. I'm writing log number two now. And I have to tackle a government here because this is a prophecy. It's very plain. The government will be no more. The people are going to govern themselves. That's what we need to do. I mean, if we're grown-ups, and we are, that's what this is about. This is the maturity of mankind. It's just the most awesome change that has ever occurred.
Now, let's talk about
self-government.
Let's talk about some of those prophecies that come from the OWASPI Bible of the coming new age that we could look forward to.
Try to limit that down because it's so wide what you just said. Do you have something in mind?
Well, maybe the most profound that we could talk about that come to your mind tonight.
What are you saying?
Some of the most profound prophecies.
You've got to say that all over again for me. And I promise I'll give an answer this time.
No, I'd just like to, get your thoughts on some of the most profound prophecies from the OWASPI Bible about our upcoming new age.
Oh, okay. So the first one I already stated was government. And you know what? Your question allows me to return to something you talked about before, but we didn't have time to follow up. You were saying something about bringing out the potential. I think that was the word you used.
Yes.
And okay, so the word I use is talent. And this, to me, is the big revelation, and it's all just in one single word. Instead of government, we should have self-government, and that's all based on our talents, and we're all totally different. And, everyone has something to offer, no matter how mundane. Everybody has talent. The new currency is talent. And in ancient Rome, that's what they called money, remember?
Yes.
Such and so kind of amount of talents. It's a point of currency in the ancient world. But here's it in the modern world, talent. Each individual contributing what he's good at to the whole. And see, so everything is the whole from now on. Selfishness has got to go. It's all so spiritual.
Right, it is, because we are all connected, through our consciousness anyway. And with the rising of consciousness, man, you're spot on with the talent thing. If people could just realize their own talents and utilize them instead of being sucked into the system that they're in now, you know, on their phones all day being brainwashed by the media, if they could focus on themselves and their true potential, then there would be no need for these other systems, and we could use our own talents and our own abilities to build a new world.
Absolutely, and that's going to grow in each coming generation now. Look at the young people. They could go any way. They could go very spiritual, and they will. There's going to be more and more people by the year 2050 was my target year, and it's the prophecy year. It's based on a whole system of numbers. It's very complex. You've got to be a genius to work it out. None of us have worked it out. We're just all, you know, trying. But you need specialists, like for some of this cosmic stuff, we need astronomers, and we need mathematicians for the prophecy numbers. It's a whole number system. You read some of my earlier books, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I read The Lost History of the Little People.
Did you read Time of the Quickening?
No, I have not read that one yet.
That was my first one with Inner Traditions. Yeah, that's the one that breaks down how the prophecy numbers work.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, you know, with the prophecies you in your log, you mentioned some major calamities that we're probably going to experience. Could you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah. Look at our world, you know, it's one disaster after the other, and it's just going to keep getting worse for another generation at least, but I have made 2050 a target year. I borrowed that year from the Elohists and from the Oaspe Bible. They all work around the 200-year mark from the year one of Cosman, which was 1848 or 1849. Big controversy, huge controversy among the faithists, which of those 2 years it was, but that's beside the point. 200 years, we could round it out to 1850. Which I do. It's not a crime to round it out. but the 200-year mark is a prophetic point in time, and that's 2050. So that's why we look at it. However, something interesting happened this year, and it's from the same lady who does the science research. Her name is Joan. She deals with a lot of trance work, and she archives the minutes and whatnot.
Right.
And the English Church of Faithists they were specializing in these trance addresses, and Joan catalogs that stuff and archives it. And at one point, she shared with me what had come through in one talk that she thought really, really hit the spot. And it's where they advanced from the year 2050 to 2020. And this was quite a number of years ago that they predicted this acceleration. Some of the technos call it, what's that word they love, exponential.
Right.
Okay, that's where things accelerate faster than you thought they would. And they make a big deal out of it, you know. They want to take over the world, you know. They want to feel like the most important thing that's happening, but it's not. We've been led astray. We have to come to our senses here. This is a no-nonsense thing. We're getting down to the basics of life, and how to survive and how to help out and how to get help. And none of what's on offer works, so we got to invent it for ourselves what works.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Now, going back to some of the turmoil that we could possibly be experiencing, do you think that we could possibly experience a large loss of life that would have to happen before we could see any more peaceful progress or anything else that we're looking to see? Do you think that we're going to see a decrease in the population, unfortunately, because of either war or other maybe earth changes, something catastrophe that's possibly could happen based on the prophecies of the OWASP Bible?
Well, honey, that's why COVID is the beginning, and we could call it the beginning of the end. How's that? The beginning of the end. And good riddance. And good riddance. Because, it's ruined so many people's lives. I've had enough of it. Everybody has had enough of it. They're rebelling everywhere. What did I just see in the news? What country? Belarus? They're out in the streets all over the place, baby.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, people are definitely are coming out and speaking out against it.
Yeah, it's like we won't stand for it any longer, and this is good. This is good. But your concern with the loss of life cutting down, it's still climbing. In this country, apparently it's slow down in other countries. I don't follow it that much. Do you?
Are you talking about the numbers from the coronavirus?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that's not really what I'm concerned with. I'm just talking about other possibilities based on prophecies from the OWASP Bible or anything that you may have researched. Mm.
Well, the thing is that we know what's happening and when it's going to happen, but the particulars is what is unfolding day by day. So I'm not that kind of prophet. We got an election coming in 2 months, and that's going to decide a lot of things. That'll decide the direction we tackle the next couple of years. A lot. So, we're at such a turning point with that I can't sit here and prophesy until I find out who the next president is going to be.
Well, what are your thoughts on that then? Either way, it seems like there's going to be some sort of turmoil either way, but what is your outlook on, say, if Trump wins versus Biden?
you got the right word with turmoil. So how can I even think straight with all this madness going on? Honey, I can't even answer you. It's madness, and we can't take it too seriously. We have to be able to laugh about it. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, fair enough. I mean, I don't think that we would see any changes for the better from either side.
Right.
But I think that you're right, it could have a major effect on the direction that we head as a collective, depending on who's elected. And I find that very interesting, what direction that could possibly take us.
I'll tell you what, let's get back together again after the election, okay?
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, we can definitely do that. Let's talk about the what you talked about earlier with the possibilities of the Star Brothers visiting us. You know, with my contact experience, it was completely conscious. I didn't have any kind of physical experience. I wasn't taken or anything. But what are your thoughts on the possibilities with that?
Well, I got to say, like, welcome. Welcome to the club or whatever. Your vision, you're a contact. I'm thrilled. I don't know what to say. It's the first thing I want to tell Joan because she will love it. Because she's studying the science end of it where these Aetherian ships are speeding toward the Earth. I'll find out soon if there's any follow up on that. The coming of the Aetherians is a very big topic among OWASPians.
What race is that again? Could you say the name?
The Aetherians.
Aetherians, okay. Now, these are just basically etheric or type, maybe angelic type beings?
Yeah, they're the higher ones.
Right. And, you know, I imagine it's the Star Brothers that were spoken of in, you know, and the ancients spoke of, such as the Hopi and other natives.
Right. And, you know, speaking of the Indians, they knew this change was going to happen all along. They're the ones who knew. The lame deer knew. The Hopis knew. There was Indian prophecy that saw this time coming. There's no denying it, that we're in it. You know, when I started studying these things, I found that the Hindus had put, you know, they tend to exaggerate in their eschatology. And they put way too long. And I don't think they recognize that this now in contemporary is the end of the Kali Yuga and the beginning of the Satya Yuga. But they do share in similar prophecies in the content itself. Back to the, you see, the two kinds of Indians. It's always the two kinds of Indians. When you say Indian, you have to qualify whether you mean American Indian or Hindu.
Yes, right.
Yeah, and in fact, the American ones were named after the, you know, Christopher Columbus and all that.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, they have the common heritage that's revealed in the parts of OWASPE that discuss the Vedics and the Algonquins. Even 6,000 years ago, they were receiving the same teachings from the higher spirits. So we're never surprised to see the same philosophy in the Vedics and the Algonquins and et cetera.
I think that there's an agenda going on from our government or our secret government, whatever you want to call it, those that currently run our world. I don't know if you've paid attention to any of the mainstream talk of UFOs lately, but there's been a lot of it. There has been more on the news than I've ever heard in my whole life. There's even talk of the Pentagon having some sort of exotic materials that they're working with and may release information on. But I think that it is an agenda.
Right. I heard that.
I think it's some kind of agenda, a negative agenda towards maybe some kind of fakery coming or to get us afraid of these extraterrestrials and make it more of a negative.
Yeah.
You know, more of a negative
fear.
Right. And
yeah,
they may
have
some kind of display with their own toys or something. But there's been a lot of talk about it lately.
Listen, if you want the skinny on UFOs, you have to read the books of William Lyne.
Okay.
And that's how I found out what's really going on. But the current craze with the UFOs is terrific, because, you know, it's just a dealing with the space brothers who are zooming on onto Earth and are, you know, already doing their thing. But the, like I said, the target date for that was 2050, until people started thinking there's an acceleration. And, you know, when I first heard about it from Joan, I had my doubts, but but as time went by, it became more and more real. 2020, everything fell apart. In fact, I had been writing back in 2019. Back in 2018, I was writing, and the prophecy stuff that I came up with at that time was that there would be a major hit in 2019. All the figures went to 2019. I'll give you just like one little clue. It was 33 years after 1986, and that's the year that technology started to nosedive with stuff like Chernobyl and the space thing that crashed. What am I saying? Challenger.
Right.
1986, and just some other stuff, and studying the numbers, and I was working with Blade Runner, had come up with that number. Blade Runner from the old days, from 1982 or whatever, had set 2019 as the year of the change. So I was sure of 2019, and nobody would listen to me. And then when COVID hit in 2020, again, nobody listened to me. But so I'm not surprised anymore that the process has been begun, in earnest. If you think of it as an unraveling, maybe you can handle the things that are going on.
Yeah, it is. It is an unraveling. And I think that one of the things that would really accelerate, humankind as a collective, is if our mainstream science could focus more on consciousness studies and the metaphysical and the unseen. I mean, we have, quantum physics that are doing things that, probably aren't going to be for humanity's best interest right now, but they have possibilities through technology that we could find out more about, consciousness, ourselves, the metaphysical, the other side, the super spectrum. And if we shifted possibly our technology and scientific focus more towards that end, that could possibly speed up this process of going to this new era. What are your thoughts?
Very good. We're going to have to think that out, and that sounds right to me. We have to figure out how to moderate these gifts. Too much of a good thing is spoil us. We've been spoiled.
Right.
Yeah, but we're good by nature, so that's what has to come out. It has to be free to come out, and people like you and me, we're here to encourage people to do that, because that's what we gotta do.
Now, do you think that the powers of consciousness that we could? I believe this personally, that we're currently manifesting and creating our own reality in front of us, and that the more people that awaken to what's going on and get on board with this one agenda, the more we could manifest a collective reality and change the current timeline that we're on. First of all, do you think that there is multiple timelines at the same time, that we have multiple realities or multiple possibilities that we could possibly choose or manifest on our own?
Probably. Mm-hmm.
Well, what are your thoughts on us, manifesting a different timeline as a collective?
Yeah.
You think that's something that's going on?
I think that the best way to think this through is to realize that everybody's an individual. Okay? And that we all need respect. And everybody has something to contribute to the whole. Our most important commitment is to harmony. That's what makes us faithists. We have faith in harmony because it's God, you know, it's everything. It's the way. We have been challenged to move on into the light. And this is what we have to do, is to follow the things that inside tell us to do.
Right. Well, what are some of the ways that, you know, if you're just kind of realizing you're just waking up to this, which a lot of people are, and
right,
they're confused and they're scared. They don't know what's going on, but because they're starting to realize, man, this government, these people I trusted to protect me and supposedly, you know, take care of me.
Yeah, but it shows how naive they have been. It shows how naive we have been and what a bunch of bull we're so quick to swallow and believe. Why?
Yes.
Because we want to believe it. So, you know, everything that's wrong with our world, then we go into what's wrong with ourselves and we try to fix it, you know?
Yes.
Really, we try to fix it. And that's what this whole cleansing is about. So, and it's a mighty cleansing. You're worried about the way the reckoning will come down and how many people will die. It's, I don't know, but I have talked to psychics who have seen it, and they don't even want to say how bad it is, how bad it looks. So I've been warned. I'm not psychic, but I have heard these things, and
well, unfortunately,
that's
one of the visions or things that I had in with my discussion with my contact.
Okay, how did that go?
Thing. Well, it was very disturbing, you know. I got the information and mostly imagery and feelings, but it was converted into language in a way that I could understand. It was amazing that the conversation and the way we were communicating was instantaneous. It would be like I'd ask it a question, and the images and feelings would instantaneously come to me as I was finishing the question. It was quite amazing.
Right.
But yes, but I just got very, very bad visions of things that are possible in the future, you know, of
So in a way you're looking for confirmation of that, which I can give you. That this is the same as images has had Virginia, has had Dr. Nubro, some of the chief people in the history of OWASP have seen this. We've had many of the, I'm not psychic, but most of them are, and they do all kinds of things with spirit that I don't even know about, we should gird ourselves. Big changes coming in, so much suffering. So that's why we'll put our minds right now into what we can do to help the suffering in the world, you know.
Right.
Because if we can't do it, who's going to do it?
And that,
who's
well,
going to do it?
That was another huge part of the message, is that we can offset this. We can make changes to the calamities ourselves by starting something now. We have to start with ourselves, though. We have to work from the inside out in our own selves, and then work to our own local communities and friends and family, and then keep working outward. Mm. But it has to come. It has to start with us. It has to start with us, ourselves. And that was one of the main messages. And another one is that we need love in the world, and that it's trying to be extinguished. They're trying to kind of extinguish love and empathy.
It's almost gone. It's so hard to find love.
Yes.
It's so hard. Yes, yes. This is what we are experiencing, the moksha, the freedom. We're getting our freedom back. We're coming out of bondage. It's the characteristic of the cycle, and it was the same in the previous cycle with Moses. But this time we're doing it big time for the half. It marks the halfway point of human existence on Earth. So it's the biggest cycle of all.
Yeah, and it was that's something else very interesting, because in this conversation I was told that this has happened throughout human existence, this rise and then this cataclysmic kind of epic battle of good and evil, but that the good or the light always wins throughout all of time, and it's just always been a cycle of this.
Right. Most likely the cycles they refer to in that context was the 3,000 year cycle. That's really a major turning point. There's all kinds of numbers, and they come from an Egyptian system, but there's lower numbers and then there's the higher ones, so that the 3,000 years, I got it. The 3,000 year cycle marks an arc of time. That's what it's called. When you look at these tables, you will see it as an arc of time. So we're in the arc of Cosma now. It began in 1850, and it's going to hit the 200 year point, which is significant, in 2050. That's the 3,000 year cycle, and the previous one was Moses. But it's not even the biggest one, because the numbers go much higher, and we're going into the next 75,000 years of human existence on the planet.
Wow, yeah. These cycles have been, you can go back and look at how that these cycles have occurred and changed our existence.
And we have every bit of that information in OASPE. This cycle is, the previous cycle was Moses. The cycle before Moses, which was 6,000 years ago, was when there were four separate prophets on Earth. Each division of the Earth got a prophet, Chin, Brahma, Eowata in America, and Abraham in Middle East. So, that was 6,000 years ago, the previous cycle, and 9,000 years ago was Zarathustra, and 12,000 years ago was Osiris, and 15,000 years ago was Thor, and 18,000 years ago was Apollo.
Right.
18,000 years ago. So all those cycles run in 3,000-year periods. And particularly, I was reading the end of the cycle of Thor the other day, and it was just went down into darkness, total, the things that went on Earth. And that's what's going on now. It's just darkness being broken up. Just try to sweep it away. Try to ignore it, you know?
Right, yeah. I keep hearing people like yourself and others saying that, right now is just the time to live your best life and don't live in fear, because fear is something that is causing a lot of the harm that has caused our planet for thousands of years. Fear is our enemy, and it's a weapon being used. And if we can kind of overcome that fear and just start doing our thing, because fear is, I think one of the main things that holds us back from bettering ourselves and looking into ourselves and doing things for ourselves.
Yeah, you're probably right. And, when you were talking, it kind of made me think of technology again, because I think technology has created a lot of fear on the planet. So I really think we should start letting go of things that are not warm and gentle.
Right. Well,
things
you know,
that are that cold and calculating. I think we should, you know, to prove that we want to walk in peace and in gentleness and in love, we should start letting go of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's only my 2 cents.
I believe there's a lot, you know, I think there's a lot that humans need to let go of before we can really turn things around that we've been locked into through years of repetition of doing it. But and it's very encouraging that I am seeing that. I am seeing people want to explore themselves and consciousness and the real reality and make things better. I do see a lot of younger people doing this, a lot of younger people in my audience, and a lot of the older folks that I would have never thought would have come around, they are starting to now. And it's amazing that even, you know, some of the people that were so set in their ways, it's like this wave of consciousness is overcoming everyone.
Oh, I'm glad you're, I'm so glad to hear that. It's like news from the world.
I notice that
cool.
know, from my own family, my own mom and dad, people that I'm related to, my audience, I hear it all over that people are changing in great ways because of whatever cycle this is, whatever's happening to people, whatever's happening in our cosmos. I think we're also going through a very energetic part of the solar system, and that's raising our consciousness as well.
Well, that's something,
it's all connected, I believe.
That's something that Joan found some corroboration on that science site that she attends, because you see, OWASPE has scientific revelations in addition to spiritual and historical. So we know what to expect of the universe and of energies, and we have been told that when the Earth enters the arc of tremendous light in the cosmos, and that's what makes it irresistible. Yeah, so we are entering the light, and Joan found some, you know, there's a lot of stuff to find in today's astronomy. You just need a man on the desk. You know?
Right, yeah. And, you know, speaking of astronomy and astrology and all these things, is when it comes to our education system, I believe if we could rehaul that and start teaching more of the mysteries and esoteric teachings, along with, you know, basic teachings, of course, but, you know, if we could start learning these mysteries at a young age, man, we could evolve so fast, and the possibilities would be amazing.
I know, you know? It. And I think that those ideas are come to pass. I think they're already, like, I found out this past week that my grandson really likes school. I was asking, I was concerned, you know, what was he going, what was happening. School started a few weeks ago, you know,
right.
And they're up in Virginia. I'm down here in Georgia. But anyway, it was like, okay, so they sent him to private school. And, you know, right. They wanted him in private school, and he loves it. Apparently, he's learning stuff, you know, and they're giving the kids the kind of things that are going to stimulate their minds. So it's, I can see it starting to happen.
Yeah, and just the thing that concerns me about that, I mean, I have to go back to technology, of course, is that the kids are becoming not able to go to schools, and it's becoming more of an online AI-based teaching thing. And that's my fear for the education system, is that it's going to continue to go to that technocratic direction, and that we're going to lose the face-to-face benefits of teaching and all the things that we should be learning.
Well, honey, that's what I think is one of the biggest challenges in front of us right now. the schooling. And it's going, people are going to have to be very creative with it, because we don't want it online. So there, or we don't want the focus to be so technological. And there's all this revelation right now about how poor people can't afford home computers. So, you know, all this is coming out in the news and in the media right now, you know, how we're coping with things and how it's so much harder for poor people to cope with all these things, and they're getting left behind. Well, you know, that's where the tragedies are. That's where the tragedies are. And we're going to have to do the best we can.
Yeah, we need to, and we need to turn it around to actually stimulate our brains, because with technology now, we're making ourselves dumb, where we're not using our brains. We're letting our computers and smartphones do all the thinking for us, and we're losing these neural connections and these things that are so important to the development of our brains from such a young age from this technology. That, you know, we definitely need to get back to some kind of fundamentals of learning besides this.
Oh yeah, and it's happening. You know, it's happening.
Yeah,
it's happening pretty quick.
There are a lot of things happening very quick, and like you said, it's going to be. I think there's a lot to be seen after the election because of all the agendas going on because of the election. I think maybe after some of this smoke clears, even though I think it's all smoke and mirrors with the election, with the election, of course, especially with that.
I think
that once this smoke clears, that we are going to start to have a more clearer picture of the direction that we're headed, and it's going to be a very interesting time to look forward to.
Let everyone figure out what role he wants to play. You know, this is, there's no rule book here. We're all creating this new time. He can do some good in this world.
Who is he, or which one are you speaking of here?
Every one of us on Earth.
Ah, yes. Yes.
Yeah, you know, because that's where our Creator has put us now. Let everyone do what they think is right. That really will help. Be yourself. You know, didn't I make that the biggest mantra in log number one?
Yes, definitely.
Be yourself. And so, you know, if you're going to ask me for some words of wisdom at the end of our conversation, I'll say, be yourself.
Yeah, definitely. I agree 100%. You gotta be yourself.
It comes from Chinese philosophy, and I'm reading it. I'm reading Chung Tzu right now, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
Chinese philosophy is amazing.
You gotta find out who you are and be your full self. Go ahead.
When the West came of age in the 19th century and it lost its soul, it had to turn, you know, they turned to the East, to China, to India for wisdom. And we're still doing it. But this is a time for looking ahead, not for looking back, even though there's a lot to appreciate in the past.
Definitely. Now, in closing, I know you have a book you're working on and some projects. Would you want to give us a little preview or talk about what you have upcoming?
Thank you for asking. This is... Oh, Chris, oh my God. My life is, up in the air too, okay? My life is up in the air, and stuff is happening right now. I don't have anything to plug right now because it's moving from the back burner to the front burner, and it's not a book yet, but I have written a book on prayers, and I'm very excited about it. a lot of the book was just to help myself through, get through, you know, use prayers to help yourself get through. It's very helpful. I'm planning a book on technology, which I mentioned, and I want to call it, I can't use a four-letter word on your show.
Of course you can.
Fuck technology.
I like it, yeah.
But I won't be able to use it, so I'll stick with the Diary
right.
of a Dinosaur. But that's upcoming. It'll be my master work. The prophecy book got kicked out of the game altogether. I wrote a prophecy book, and just when I was about to get it accepted and published, the virus came and changed everything.
Oh man, yeah, a lot. It's hurt a lot of people when it comes to getting projects done.
Yeah, so it's sort of chaos, and I haven't come out of it yet, honey, but I will.
Very good. Well, Susan, it is always so great talking to you, and we'd love to have you back on in the future, of course, and I hope that you can get your books going and all the projects you got going, get them out there.
Go ahead and schedule me for like the week after the election, okay?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Email me.
Definitely. Yeah, we can talk then.
Great.
All right, Susan. Well, thank you so much again, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you so much.